USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rare weather phenomenon sweeps across the Midwest yesterday. A line of gusty thunderstorms packing up to 100-mile-an-hour winds. This Cedar Rapids, Iowa man says he lost his roof when he wouldn't have expected to.
I just put a roof on it 2 years ago, so I thought my roof would be in good shape. But I guess I'll have to re-roof it now.
Several Midwest states seeing some serious damage from the straight-line winds from those storms, but nobody was seriously injured. The Seattle City Council approving a plan to reduce the size and scope of its police department. The council voting in favor of budget amendments last night to begin reducing funding to the force, and Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best announced plans to step down from her position last night just hours after the vote was taken. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is rejecting calls for the National Guard to patrol Chicago after widespread looting on Sunday night and more violence in the streets last night.
We do not need federal troops in Chicago, period, full stop.
The Democratic mayor says she and Governor Pritzker do not believe the National Guard is needed at this time. More than 100 people were arrested on Sunday night as hundreds swept through the downtown area ransacking stores and attacking police. Black Lives Matter organizer Ariel Atkins saying looters should take anything they want as reparations.
Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
President Trump this morning tweeting that his former National Security Advisor John Bolton and former FBI Director James Comey were dirty cops who have now proven to be sleazebags. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will be rehearing the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today, and it could resume the challenge to the Justice Department's decision to dismiss charges against Flynn, who admitted lying to the FBI. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the Bureau about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. He requested to change his plea earlier this year, and the Justice Department moved to drop the charges in May. The judge who was to sentence Flynn has refused to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the case. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez says the Big Ten Conference pending decision to cancel this fall's football season would be, in his words, an enormous mistake. The Republican and former Ohio State and NFL player telling USA Today that it would be catastrophic and bad for the kids. He says he learned more in college football than he ever did in a classroom. Given the pandemic, Gonzalez says he thinks athletes should have the option to play the sport and that those who opt out be given an extra season of eligibility. And America's small business owners are not optimistic about what the next 6 months might hold. The Small Business Optimism Index for July fell to near its historic average. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.